Awa wala tinkering tum tum. Soluwa. Awa wala tinkering tum tum. Si aleta wa. Eh, awa ile popo. Eba wayo.
I'm Dawn Burns, and this is The Sauce. We're cooking up a soul-satisfying taste of arts, music, and culture that will have you coming back for more. And we're right here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. Black American music lives in the DNA of Chicago trumpeter Marquez Carroll. His grandfather worked with jazz legend Clark Terry. He's dedicated to preserving the authentic culture of jazz while stretching into the territories of classical, hip-hop, and spoken word. Wynton Marsalis has been his mentor since he was 11 years old. Marquez has played with masters like his friend Nicholas Payton, Etienne Charles, Carmen Bradford, Christian McBride, Michelle Ndegeocello, Randy Weston, and the Chicago Jazz Ensemble. He writes from a higher consciousness and tells not only the current, often painful stories of our time, but also the ancient history and beautiful soul of humanity. His new album, The Ancestors Call Upon Us, is a call to action, and it drops April 16th. Marquez is the truth. He's inspired by current events and even his ancestors' journeys from West Africa and Ireland to America. We started off tonight with Marquez Carroll's first single from his album, The Ancestors Call Upon Us, entitled Assemble the Enlightened.
Marquez Carroll, welcome to The Sauce. Dave, how you doing?
I'm really, really excited to talk to you today. I've listened to your album. I'm thrilled about it. I think it's a really important piece of work. I think it's going to really, you know, just like the theme of ascension.
Yeah.
You'll be ascending to the heights with this piece of work that you have coming out in April. And you told me you've been playing for 35 years, trumpet only or?
Well, yeah, I've got a long lineage of musicians in my house. My grandmother was almost an opera singer. My other grandmother was actually a singer that opened up with Red Fox and Richard Pryor back in the day. My grandfather was a singer, but trumpet is what it was his main thing. And he was close friends. I'm from St. Louis originally, hence the Cardinals hat. but he was good friends with Clark Terry. And I got a chance to hang with Clark Terry when I was very young. I had no idea who he was, to be honest. I just knew he was a friend of my grandfather's. And Clark Terry is probably one of the most world-renowned jazz trumpet players of all time, played with both Basie and the Duke Ellington Orchestra. So I met him. I got to hang with Wynton Marsalis. I took lessons with Susan Slaughter, principal of the St. Louis Symphony. So trumpet was like my main thing. I actually was brought up playing a lot of classical music. I loved that. But I was listening to jazz and ended up kind of going that route. It was something that I knew, I think by age 10, I was like, I'm doing this the rest of my life. And I don't think most kids know that at that time, but I knew that's what I wanted to do. I just been playing that. I went to school and got performance degrees and been teaching ever since and playing and performing. I do play, you know, piano, little drum set, little bass. I'm teaching myself guitar and I can kind of play trombone and saxophone, but,
all right.
but that trumpet is the thing. That's what I do. You know,
most creators do.
Yeah. Right. It's the tool of choice.
The genre suits you and your personality and your ability truly to tell a story. Your bio speaks of that for good reason.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now you've worked with some amazing musicians. I see here that you've been, let's see, the Count Basie band. You had Dee Dee Bridgewater, Christian McBride, Michelle, Indigo Cello, Randy Weston.
Yep. Hey, I got to play. You don't think about all the folks you play with. I mean, you know, until somebody asks you or they start talking about it, and the list is long. I've traveled to over 30 countries, played in many jazz festivals. Michelle and the Indigo Cello piece was really dope because I was playing with the Chicago Jazz Ensemble. I also played like lead trumpet, like, you know, whatever you need me to play, I'm playing it. You know, I just love it. Right. And I get to the gig and they're like, yeah, we're doing something with Christian McBride and Michelle. I was like, two bass players? And we were doing the music of Mingus, which was even better because Charles Mingus is like one of my favorite artists of all time because he wrote music that was gospel influenced. And he also wrote a lot of music that had to do with storytelling of what was happening in that time and how to fight injustice. I'm very much the same way. I'm not as crazy as he was, but I really can resonate with him as an artist. And Michelle was just, she was kind of a quiet person, but just it was really cool to see her. Christian was playing upright while she played electric. Ooh. And to hear her play over Mingus's music was just pretty fantastic. And Dana Hall, drummer, he was the director at the time. So doing this stuff has really allowed me to play with a lot of amazing folks. Wynton has been a mentor for me since I was 11. We're pretty good friends. Nicholas Payton, is definitely a good buddy of mine. So, you know, the longer you're in the game, you start collaborating with some, you know, I'm always trying to put myself in a position where I'm playing with folks way better than me. It's just the only way to like transition and to get better is to be at the bottom.
Question. I do the same as a singer. Yeah. I call myself with people who are much better than me all the time.
It makes you step your game up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So you have an album called The Ancestors Call coming out April 16th.
Yep.
Tell me about that project.
Well, okay. You want the long version or the short version? I'll give you the in-between. So I hadn't written a lot of music in a while. About a year and a half ago, I just started writing again. I was starting to get inspired. I was getting really fed up with what I was seeing in this country. Being a Black man in this country and experiencing firsthand racism towards myself, my friends, seeing my young people dying in these streets, whether it's gang violence or police brutality. And just thinking about how shallow we are as people sometimes, and how we don't actually care about each other as much as we should as human beings. This is something that sits with me. And as I was writing this music, I would just have these images come to mind, or I'd think about the stories that were happening, and themes would come to mind, grooves would come to mind. And the main thing that came to mind is the title track, The Ancestors Call Upon Us, was one of the first tunes I had written, I think ever, actually, when I got to school. And that's been sitting on the shelf. And it really touches me because it has the feel of African drumming. And I immediately think about the travel of my ancestors to this country. And now, the funny thing is, as I was saying earlier, I'm part Irish too. So my great grandfather's full Irish, and there's Native American as well, and then African, West African. So with all of that being within myself, I was like, you know, what did I learn coming up, you know, from my, not just them indirectly, but kind of directly through my grandparents and my great grandparents that I actually knew. And that strength that I was taught, the resilience, the discipline, the love, the things that make me who I am, and how I give that to my students and how I want them to be better. I wanted to write music that would and tell a story for people to kind of think about where they're at as human beings and how they're treating each other, like plain and simple. And what's funny for me is that this pandemic was the catalyst for me to actually finish this record. I had been sitting on it for a long time. My partner said, you know, you haven't done everything you said you wanted to do in life, you know, and I was like, oh, you're right. So I put a due date on it. And this past August was the date. I said, August 30th or 31st, I'm going to have this record done. And we were actually done 2 weeks ahead of time. I'd written all this music. I wrote stories about each tune. There was, you know, I made sure that there was each title means something. And I told the guys, because we're in this pandemic, we can't really rehearse all that much. So we rehearsed on the back porch. I made sure that we went in the studio when we did, that they had a clear vision about what my vision was. We hit the studio and recorded 3 days straight. And in that studio, we recorded about 20 tracks. We had 52 takes, but about 20 tracks. I've got another record sitting on the shelf right now that is ready to go for next year. But this particular record was definitely inspired by kind of current events and my idea about us reaching back to our ancestors, the strength that they had, the resilience that they had, the ability to overcome. And it's amazing. Do you remember when the pandemic first hit for us? So do you remember how quiet it was? The earth, it was like, to me, what happened was like the earth took a big, big breath, you know, like a deep breath. Because everything got quiet. Everybody was inside.
Suddenly there was room to think.
Right. And everybody, I noticed that a lot of people got introspective. I noticed that everybody was a little nicer. Everybody calmed down. Yeah. And as soon as folks started moving again, ignorance starts happening. And I'm an optimistic person. I really believe that if we could actually listen to what we were taught and what was given to us and learn from that, we could actually be really, really good people, even with differences of opinions. You know what I mean?
No question. And you know, I mean, we humans are so slow to evolve. Evolution, and I always say this, to my students and I say it all the time, evolution takes a lot of intention.
Fly away and rise above this empty space. endless love. Because we are anew. Fly away, and rise above this empty space to endless love. Because we are made new.
I always saw you in me an improvement on the design for the world to see. In step with all of your humanity, the air we breathe.
You can be anything, you can dream any dream.
Footsteps on the pavement, your life wish I could save it. Breathe in, breathe, I could bathe in it. Float on the pain, couldn't name it. Blood pumping through my veins, thoughts scattered like cars switching lanes. I can't speak.
You
You just heard Marquez Carroll's new single, Aries Goddess, for Consuela, featuring Sharon Irvin. This is from his album called The Ancestors Call Upon Us. Coming up next, I sit down with South Bend musician Eli Kahn, where we talk about his brilliant songwriting and how his shows always deliver a full sensory experience. I'm Dawn Burns, and this is The Sauce.